Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Hello and welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak. We are going to be spending the next 30 minutes together. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Boy, we have a topic that really excites me today: praying with confidence. Now, be honest with me. How many times when you pray, do you pray with confidence? I know, it's tough. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But when we pray, here's the deal. We should be expecting the Lord to act. We don't know exactly how He'll answer our intentions, but we should be expecting something. So I thought it's important to do a show on that today. We're going to look at some of the Psalms. Now, these are prayers inspired by the Holy Spirit, I should say, but written, composed by very real and fallible people like you and me. These are people who were hurting. They were in serious danger. They needed the Lord's assistance. But the Psalms we're going to look at today show this expectant hope. In other words, when I pray, I expect something to happen. So we're going to do that today. We're going to look at some of these examples. Before we go any further, I want to remind you that if you would like to get in touch with me, the best place to do it is go right to my website, followingthetruth.com. And in fact, because we're now being carried on so many podcasting networks and Catholic radio stations, I would, if you wouldn't mind, would really appreciate if you would send me an email to let me know how you listen to the Gary Zimak Show. All you need to do is email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Let me know how you listen to the program so I can get a better idea about who is actually listening. I know we're getting lots of listeners, we're getting some good feedback, and I'm very grateful for that. So the deal is today, before I start off the program, I like to pray, and I've been inviting you to send in your prayer intentions. Well, we've got a slew of them today. Many of them came through Facebook, through my Facebook page. People have been submitting intentions. So before I begin the prayer, I'm going to lift up these in intentions, and I want you, please, send along your intentions. We've got a lot of them today, so that we can get more and more people praying for your needs, all right? That's really important. And then today's show, we're going to be talking about the importance of praying with confidence. I'll tell you this, I fully believe in my heart, and I hope you do as well. But if not, hang with me. We're going to talk about this. I fully believe that when I pray, the Lord is hearing my prayers as I speak, and He is acting on them immediately. Sometimes the result is not going to be as fast as we would like, but that's okay. Over time, you begin to trust Him more and you realize that He knows what He's doing. So without further ado, I'm going to read some of these intentions, and then we'll go right into prayer. And I would ask you to pray with me. It's a great privilege to be able to pray with you on this program through the miracle of technology. And I'm not kidding. It is really miraculous that the Lord has advanced technology so much so that we can do this. So with that in mind, today we lift up the intentions of Barb. We pray for Mickey's intentions. We pray for Kathy, for her mother's CT scan to show no sign of cancer, for Cheryl's family and special intentions, for the family of James and three special intentions, for Chris, who suffers from depression. Laura prays for a quick sale of her house. Donna is asking for prayers for her entire family, immediate and extended. She says there's so many intentions in which prayer is needed. She prays for God's will to be done. Faith asks for prayers for her special intention. Glenda asks for prayers. Walter prays for is asking for prayers for the end of abortion. Boy, that's a good one. Mike asks for the conversion of his family and for wisdom. Margaret asks for general for us to pray for her. Claudia asks for her daughter Jessica for her healing body, mind, and spirit. John is praying for the health of his family and friends. Carmen prays for the conversion of her children. Kimberly asks for that we remember a special intention. Cheryl is asking for prayers for her health, issues with her house, and conversion of family members and friends. Claire asks for peaceful relations between her husband and herself. Ryan wants prayers for him and his beautiful girlfriend. Leslie, pray for the intentions of Holy Mother Mary. Margaret is asking for prayers for her two kids and herself. Ruth is asking for prayers for peace, well-being of family, employment for a grandson, and for her general health. Steve is asking for prayers for a friend who is suffering from bone cancer, prayers for comfort and healing. Special intentions for Christine, for Tina, for a retreat that she is taking this week, and two summer courses that she will be starting in June. And also Debbie is asking for prayers for healing, for a terrible ringing in her ears, for Stella, for all of her family, and for good health and conversion, for Nalita, for total healing of her daughter's kidney and any other lying issues. Craig has some special intentions, as does Marie. Cindy is asking for her 80-plus-year-old parents to return to the Catholic Church and for her to find a good summer teaching job. Bumson is praying for divine intervention. Bobby is asking for a complete healing for him and for his family. Mary Lou has some special intentions, her mom's upcoming surgery and her daughter's safety after she travels back to the U.S. as her flight has been canceled. Sue Ellen just had surgery and is asking for prayers for complications. She's in a lot of pain. Teresa asks that she gets a job. Daniel is asking for prayers for business and finance. Cindy, finances, family, and health. Barb is praying for business growth, health, financial blessings, and spiritual growth. Charlotte wants us to pray for 8 men becoming deacons in the Diocese of Biloxi, Mississippi. Roger is asking for prayers for his daughter. Finola is asking for prayers for Karen who has lung cancer. And let's see, Angela, healing of all areas of my life. Patricia is asking for prayers for depression and addiction, which runs heavily in her family. Mary is asking for special intentions. Teresa offers up 2 special intentions. Brittany is asking for prayers for her aunt Leslie Ann to be cured of ovarian cancer, and also that she may stay cancer free. Lisa is asking for prayers for her family and special intentions. Joan wants us to pray for her husband Jim and his continued time with chemo. Tara is asking for prayers for their family restaurant to succeed and many other intentions. Jackie is asking for prayers for those who are mentally unwell. Elizabeth is asking for prayers for her 12-year-old son's anxiety and depression. We also want to lift up the prayers of Angela, Dennis, Anne, Jan, and Cheryl for all of their intentions. Now, you can see we've got a lot of people. I wanted to read them all this week, but I might not always be able to read them all. But I want you to understand, if you just remember one or two of these people, or just lift up all the people we prayed for throughout the week, you are going to have a powerful effect, because the Lord is going to hear your prayers, guaranteed. So with that in mind, let's begin and pray for these and all of our intentions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, you just heard all of these various needs from your children. We know that you hear these prayers. We know that you love each of us as if we were the only person who ever existed. Father, we ask you to look with kindness and mercy and compassion on each of these individuals. Please, we lift up their prayers, their intentions to you. We ask you to bless them and to grant their intentions in the best way possible. Father, we trust that you know what's best. We also lift up the intentions of everyone who listens to this program, as well as my intentions. I'm going to throw those in there as well. We ask you to hear and grant these prayer requests as well. Of course, Father, as long as they are in accordance with your will, we trust that you do know best. Father, I ask you to bless me as I do this program this week. Please inspire me. Please send your Holy Spirit to come alive in me so that I'll know the words to speak. You have a message. I want to proclaim your message and not my own message this week. I ask you, your will be done on this program. Please speak through me and open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And Father in heaven, giver of all good things, always loving and compassionate, Father, we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Man, did you hear all those intentions? I just want you to know that every person who submitted an intention to me, they believed that God, now, of course, to varying degrees, everybody's faith is a little bit different. They all believed, by submitting their intentions, that God was going to be able to hear their prayers and do something to help them. You know, honestly, that's what prayer is. Prayer reminds us that we are powerless. We're powerless. You know, we think we're in control, don't we? A lot of times we want to be in charge. But when we pray, we really remember that we are powerless over so many things in our lives. And that's the beauty of being able to pray, to turn to the Lord, not just to ask for things, but to connect with Him. And that's the importance of prayer. That's really the importance of prayer. So it's always good to pray prayers of thanksgiving, to pray prayers of praise, to pray for the intentions that you have as well. But it's good to have a well-rounded prayer life and to intercede for other people. So it's okay to ask for your needs, but also remember those in the world who are suffering, those who are hungry, those who are homeless. Pray for our church, pray for our country. You know, it's so important to get all of these intentions included, but it's really, really cool that we're able to do that. We're able to talk to the creator of the universe. Think about that. A lot of times, the way our confidence grows in God is to really just sit down, ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you, and to think about all that He has done. If you look in the Bible, there are countless examples of Him doing the impossible. That's the type of God that I want in my life, right? I want somebody who can do the impossible because, as I'm sure is the case with you, there are intentions in my prayer list that seem impossible. And in fact, they are impossible for me. But with God, what does Scripture tell us? All things are possible. So today's show is all about learning to pray with confidence, to pray with hope. The hope is that the Lord hears us and that He will do something, that He will do something about our needs. A lot of times He's not going to do what we want, but that's okay because He's God. He knows what He's doing. And that's the important thing for us to gradually understand. It takes time. I'm better at it now than I was maybe a year ago. I'm probably better at it, hopefully, than I was yesterday, but it's less noticeable. But when you look back to how you prayed maybe a year, 2 years, 5 years ago, you start to see over time, if you stick with it, you see a change and your confidence level in God grows. So with that in mind, and by the way, one more time, I'm going to say it. If you want to send along your prayer intentions to me, you can either contact me on Facebook. Just do a search for my name, Gary Zimak. I also have a speaker page, Gary Zimak, speaker and author. Or you could just email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I want to pray for you on this program. I can't guarantee we're going to do all of the intentions specifically like we did today, because it would take a lot of time, but I'm going to include a lot of them because I think that's an important part of what I do here at the Gary Zimak Show. Okay, let's open our Bibles to the book of Psalms, because here's the deal with the book of Psalms. Psalms are so honest, these prayers. And remember, these Psalms are inspired by the Holy Spirit. The entire Bible is inspired, written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But you're going to hear some people who are absolutely struggling. They are really in pain. They are devastated. They are almost hopeless, but not really. We all sometimes have that feeling of a sense of hopelessness. But when we turn to the Lord in prayer, we're obviously not hopeless because we're hoping in the Lord. That's the beautiful thing about hope. But I thought it would be a good idea just to look at some of these. And again, they are brutally honest. And I recommend if you're going to have a relationship with God, if you are going to pray, be as honest as possible. First of all, you're not going to hide anything from him. We like to think sometimes, well, I need to use the right words because I can't let the Lord know that I really don't trust him. Guess what? He is very well aware that we don't trust him. And he wants us to be honest. He will not hold it against you. So with that in mind, let's take a look at some of these psalms. The first one I want to look at is Psalm 6. And this is somebody who is obviously dealing with something pretty serious, and they are reaching out to God. Psalm 6. Now, traditionally, this particular psalm is attributed to King David. Many of them are, not all of them, but this one is a Psalm of David. Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor chasten me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am languishing. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul is surely troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Now, here's what's beautiful about this psalm. It's going to continue, but I just want to break in here and talk a little bit about it. Here is somebody who could be struggling with serious illness. Let's talk about your particular case. Maybe you're struggling with an illness. Maybe somebody in your family is struggling. Maybe you're looking for a job. Maybe you're waiting for one of your children's return to the church. Maybe you have a relationship issue. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you're struggling financially. It could be any number of things. Maybe you're struggling to overcome a particular sin in your life. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor chasten me in your wrath. Have mercy on me. This is a psalm that is saying, Lord, you know, you could wipe me off the face of the earth if you wanted, because you are all powerful. But here, this psalm recognizes God's mercy. God is mercy. Mercy is love when it encounters suffering. That's a simple definition of mercy. If you are suffering, God's love will want to do something about that suffering. So David, when he's writing this, is recognizing this. In your mercy, Lord, I am languishing. I am dying here, Lord. I am struggling. Oh, Lord, heal me. Heal me, for my bones are troubled. I mean, that's some serious trouble when your bones are troubled. My soul also is sorely troubled. And then he asks this question that so many of us ask. Again, this is absolute brutal honesty. How long, Lord? How long is this going to take? And this is that expectant hope. You know, we can get really frustrated with God's timing. But the important thing is to keep up that hope that, you know what, Lord? I know that you're going to take care of this problem in some way at some point in time. How long is it going to take, Lord? That's a valid question. That's okay to ask him. The psalm continues, turn, O Lord, save my life. You know, you're not going to say, turn, O Lord, and save my life if you don't really have that confidence that the Lord can save our lives, or your life, and all of our lives. And he does. He is able to save our lives. Look at what Christ did on the cross. He saved our eternal life by virtue of what he did on the cross, by suffering, by dying and rising from the dead. All of a sudden, the gates of heaven were open. A lot of times we fail to recognize that our greatest need is the need to make it to heaven. We can't do that on our own. And this is eternity we're talking about. So this is a really big thing. Turn, O Lord, save my life. Deliver me for the sake of your merciful love. There again, that idea of merciful love. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, who can give you praise? I am weary with my moaning. Listen to this. This is absolute. This is honesty. And I'm sure you have felt this at one time in your life. I know I have. I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eye wastes away because of grief. It grows weak because of all my foes. You know, you might look at a psalm like this and say, well, I don't have any foes. I don't have any enemies. Well, we need to look at this. We need to remember this. These psalms were written thousands of years ago when Israel had many enemies. They were literally, their lives were in danger. People were looking to just wipe them off the face of the earth. We do have foes. We have the evil one who is always trying to get us to turn away from the Lord, to get us to give up. He wants us to give up hope. And also we have the enemy of ourselves, our body sometimes. wants to seek pleasure, right, and turn away from the Lord. And in general, we have, and some of us do have foes. We have people who are out to get us. They might be at the workplace. They might even be family members. It's challenging. But the important thing is, no matter what you do or what you encounter in life, the Lord loves you. He is merciful and he cares about you. And this is very apparent here. Have you ever had one of those nights where you're crying through the night? I bet you have. I know I've been there. I know that feeling. I am weary with my moaning. You're just weary from crying out so much. Every night, I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. That is pretty serious. Depart from me, all you workers of evil, for the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. Do you hear that? The Lord has heard me. This is someone who is confident that the Lord has heard his prayers. It's why it's good to sometimes pray these words. These are inspired words, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Maybe you can't put the words together. Maybe you're feeling a little hopeless. Well, let these words be yours. Pray this psalm. Paraphrase it if you have to. Lord, I know you're hearing me. Tell that to the Lord. You know, I don't care if you don't feel it. A lot of times when I pray, I don't feel a thing. But tell him. Your intellect knows. Intellectually, you know that the Lord hears all prayers, but you certainly might not feel it. But say it over and over. Lord, I know you're hearing me. It doesn't feel like you're hearing me, but I know you're hearing me. That's such an important concept for us to realize. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord accepts my prayer. You can pray for anything. Sometimes we say, I can't pray for this, I can't pray for that, I can't pray for money, I've heard it said. You absolutely can pray for money. I have bills to pay each month, and I'm sure you do as well. The Lord understands that. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount acknowledged that the Lord knows that we have material needs. So you're not going to pray to waste money and to use it in a frivolous way, but certainly pray for money that you need. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies shall be ashamed and sorely troubled. They shall turn back and be put to shame in a moment. And once again, that was Psalm 6. I mean, that's pretty good stuff, isn't it? Let's take a look at another one. This is Psalm 123, a little bit shorter. This is written by an unknown author. And it again, it's that idea of praying with expectation. When you pray, expect something to happen. I think so many times when we pray, we're afraid that the Lord's not going to come through, especially if we're faced with a critical problem, maybe a serious, serious illness, or what appears to be an unresolvable situation. And we don't want to, we kind of want to hold back a little bit, and we just pray, Lord, just let this work out the best way possible, as opposed to, Lord, I need $500 to pay these bills by the end of the month. Please come through for me. Help me. You know, again, I can't promise he will always answer exactly in the way you requested, but in confident expectation, he will meet your needs, and therefore you should ask for what you need. But it's a process. It's a process, and sometimes we grow when the Lord doesn't answer our prayers, because we think we have needs, and maybe they're not absolute needs. Maybe they're wants. There's a difference between needs and wants. But again, it's a process. All I'm saying is, if you know somebody in your life who has a serious medical problem, pray for their complete healing. Pray for their complete healing. That expresses confidence in the Lord. And again, sometimes he heals in unexpected ways. He heals spiritually. He heals through death sometimes, because that death is really the ultimate healing. I know that's a pretty deep concept, but it all comes down to trust. The trust develops over time, but ask for what you need. Psalm 123, again, somebody who is expecting their prayers to be heard. Psalm 123, to you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. See, right there, you're acknowledging that God is all-powerful. He is in heaven. He is God. He is just not a good friend who might be able to help you out in a pinch. He is Almighty God who loves you unconditionally and who can do all things. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord, our God, till he have mercy upon us. Lord, we know that you have mercy. You are merciful. We know that you love us. We know that you can do all things. I am going to keep my eye on you until you come through in some way. And a lot of times it's a gradual process. It starts out by a feeling of peace. It starts out by unexpected hope. You wake up one day, external circumstances haven't changed, but you think, you know what? I feel better today. I think this can work out somehow. That's grace. That comes about through grace. The Lord doesn't always heal instantly. The Lord doesn't always answer prayers instantly. Sometimes he does. I've seen it in my life, but I've had other prayers that have taken years to be answered. And you know what? In many of those cases, they were answered exactly in the way that I had hoped for. So just give him a chance, but keep your eyes on him. Wait for something to happen. Something will happen, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to show you, to open your eyes so that you can see even the smallest answers to prayer. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he have mercy upon us. For we have had more than enough of contempt. Too long our soul has been sated with the scorn of those who are at ease, the contempt of the proud. In other words, I have been waiting for a long, long time, Lord, but I'm going to keep my eye on you. I will not stop praying until you come through. That is how you pray. Sometimes we're afraid to pray like that, but that's how you pray with confident expectation. All right, I just have a little bit of time. See, I get really excited when we do these programs, and I'm always running out of time, but I want to just read something from Luke chapter 11, beginning in verse 5. This has to do with perseverance in prayer, and these are the words of Jesus. And Jesus said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within, do not bother me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, Jesus said, ask and it will be given you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. There's the example for us, persistence in prayer. Luke chapter 11, beginning in verse 5. Read it over again. Also read Psalm 6 and Psalm 123. That's what we talked about today. The Lord is going to answer your prayers. I promise you that. I will absolutely stake my life on the fact that the Lord will answer your prayers. How? Let's leave that up to him. If you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. And if you'd be able to do me a favor, I could use your financial support to keep this program and my full-time ministry operational. If you'd be kind enough to consider going to followingthetruth.com, click on donate and make a donation to my ministry, I would be extremely grateful. I thank you in advance for that. Plus, I'd love to speak at your parish. You can contact me at followingthetruth.com again for that. You know you're awesome. It's so great to be on with you on this program each week. Let me know if there's anything I can do for you. Until we meet again, my friend, this is Gary Zimek reminding you, wherever you go, whatever you do, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid or discouraged. Why? Because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. See you next time.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.